From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. President Barack Obama says the U.S. is prepared to lift economic sanctions on Myanmar.
It is the right thing to do in order to ensure that the people of Burma see rewards from a new way of doing business and a new government.
The president's remarks came after talks at the White House with the country's de facto leader, Aung San Suu Kyi. Earlier, Mr. Obama sent a letter to Congress saying the U.S. was moving to restore trade benefits to Myanmar that had been suspended more than two decades ago because of rights abuses in the country. The president of the European Commission is calling for a European headquarters for a common EU military force. Jean-Claude Juncker made his call in his annual State of the Union speech. Juncker said Europe's soft power was no longer sufficient to meet the challenges of the modern world. He said the EU must organize itself to work toward a common military force that would complement NATO. European football's governing body elected Slovenian soccer head Alexander Seferin as its new president in an overwhelming 42-13 vote Wednesday. Seferin will take over the UEFA helm from disgraced former president Michel Platini. Platini was banned from organized football for 4 years last May because of ethics violations. President Barack Obama is setting a goal of admitting 110,000 refugees into the United States during the 2017 fiscal year. That number is about 10,000 more than his original goal and about 30% higher than this year. Media reports say Secretary of State John Kerry announced the new resettlement goal during a closed session with members of the House and the Senate Tuesday. This is VOA News. Israeli elder statesman Shimon Peres is in serious but stable condition after suffering a major stroke Tuesday. He is in a medically induced coma in the intensive care unit of a Tel Aviv area hospital after experiencing bleeding on the brain. As the nation watched and waited, Peres survived the night and his condition improved. Peres is 93 years old, and despite suffering a mild heart attack in January, he has been active in public life. The state of New York has opened an investigation into the family foundation of Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump. The investigation follows published reports that he has not donated any money to the charity since 2008 and that he once used the foundation's money to buy a life-size portrait of himself. New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman said he was concerned that the Trump Foundation has engaged in impropriety. He previously had alleged that the courses that Trump promoted at Trump University amounted to what he called straight-up fraud because students were taught little after paying thousands of dollars in tuition. Trump has rejected those accusations, calling Schneiderman's investigation another left-wing hit job. On another topic, Trump plans to release medical information about himself Thursday during an appearance on the Dr. Mehmet Oz program. It is already known the candidate wants to lose some weight, joining millions of his countrymen who wish to do the same. A large-scale recovery effort involving 200,000 people is underway in North Korea following floods that began August 30th. Nearly 140 people have been killed, tens of thousands displaced, at least 400 are missing. Several U.S. Olympic athletes have taken to social media to dismiss disclosures from Russian hackers that show they received exemptions to use banned drugs. None of the information published by the group provided evidence of wrongdoing by any of the athletes involved. The World Anti-Doping Agency issued a statement saying a Russian cyber espionage group known as Fancy Bears was responsible for the breach. Russia denies that. Computer forensics experts have linked the group to cyber attacks against the Democratic National Committee's servers and those belonging to government, corporate, and nonprofit entities. German pharmaceutical company Bayer has reached an agreement to buy U.S. seed and weed killer company Monsanto for $66 billion. The two companies announced the purchase Wednesday, although Monsanto shareholders still need to approve the buyout. A new report says widespread corruption in Afghanistan has substantially undermined U.S. efforts to rebuild the country. The government special inspector general for Afghanistan said corruption has fueled grievances against the Afghan government. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.